Welcome to The Ether. Today is Saturday, March 19th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, Anarchists, Big T, discussing the future of NFTs. Let's take a listen.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Just updating links here and retweeting.
Let's fucking go.
I love this energy. We're so exhausted, so we're going to ride that energy with you for a bit.
Sounds good.
I love it.
I'm eating my chili roasted pistachios and drinking some flavored water right now.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yep. I'm going to bring Lucky up here too. Lucky, if you want to come participate, that'd be great.
Guys.
Hey, brother. How's it going, my man?
Good.
We're going to give it a couple minutes and we'll go ahead and get started. I want to make sure we fill up the room. Everybody at the bottom right, click the plus sign and retweet out the spaces. I appreciate everybody being here. What's up, Big Hen? How's it going?
Can I pin a couple things, like maybe the schedule to the top?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you've got a giveaway too. So how about we post both? I'll put your giveaway and then I'll put the schedule.
Yeah, sounds good. Absolutely. Sounds great. Yeah, at the end of this, guys, I'm going to give away 20 VGX tokens. So obviously you're going to have to be inside of this room. And also you have to retweet out the space. So if you're in here, go ahead and retweet it out and tag three people. And let's get as many people as we can in here. We'll start in about, I don't know, 5 minutes or so, 10 minutes. And thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm really looking forward to having this conversation. My kids are running in and out of the house right now, driving me absolutely nuts. So I keep having to mute my mic and talk to them in between.
Such is life. It's good. It's a good life.
Yeah, it is. They're all having fun and out here. And it's an absolutely gorgeous day on the island, so I don't blame them for wanting to be outside and play. Is there anybody else that I need to bring up here?
I think we could bring up Deployed in. Okay. I know he's working on something though, so I'm not sure how active he'll be in speaking, but I know at some point we're going to want him up here for our DAO conversation.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm excited about your mint. I really am.
Same. I can't believe it's here. You know, I'm a little bit, I feel a little bit like I'm in the twilight zone.
Hasn't hit me yet, I don't think.
Like, part of me is like, it just needs to be another day so that I don't, I can keep myself sane. But yeah, it's exciting.
I'm just retweeting right now and I can't multitask. So like, one sec.
I'm the same way. I'm always trying to pin stuff or look through my bookmarks and get information out to people, and it's almost damn near impossible to do when you're trying to host the space and then keep the conversation going, and then you don't know if your mic's on, so you're clicking back. I always have that like weird phobia of like, did I shut the mic off?
Then that happened too. I think we were both in that space recently where somebody didn't turn it off and they definitely went to the bathroom. We heard the whole thing.
I was just going to say that I'm so paranoid about when I go to the bathroom for that reason.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've yeah. Many times.
I mean, who cares really, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it makes us more human, right? There we go.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. I see Crypto Simba in here too. Crypto Simba, if you can go ahead and retweet out the space, I'd appreciate it. Let's get as many people as we can in here. And thank you everybody for being here. I'm super pumped about this. This is a great opportunity to educate everybody on what you guys are doing and really pay respect to you guys, because I think this project is going to be something special. And yeah, I'm pretty fucking pumped. Let's go.
Yeah, this is your first, is this your first Terra Luna NFT?
It is my first NFT at all. Like I've never.
Wow. I think you're starting off real, you know, very, very well. You've got great art, but then you're also on the Terra network. I mean, obviously you're part of our community. I gotta say, we got an amazing community. So I'm glad that you're coming in on this, with this NFT, and it's really an honor to be able to be your first NFT.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I really am. I really am. I'm really thankful for this opportunity to interview you guys too. I've been popping into a lot of the spaces and, you know, catching what you guys have been saying. And I mean, I've educated myself a lot on what you guys are doing just through the spaces that you guys have been hosting. So if anybody wants more information outside of just the spaces today, you know, make sure you follow all the speakers up here. They're hosting a lot of good stuff, a lot of information. A lot of good alpha is being thrown around, so I'm super excited.
And that's like, it's not really just to talk, you know, about our project. Obviously, we're very passionate about that, but it's a great opportunity to talk about the ecosystem itself, and all the other amazing things that are happening on the network.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that really drew me to you guys. It's not a competition amongst other individuals. It's really just, you know, the ecosystem, which says a lot about individuals. You know, it's not about me or you, it's about us and how we can make this space better for everybody. So that's something that really drew me to you guys in the first place. And you can't say that about a lot of people. Like I'm probably the least jealous person in this whole world. I could care less what other people are doing. I'm going to do me regardless. So, you know, if they're over there and they're successful, great for them. You know, maybe we can link up someday, but that's one of the major things with me is it's just the mutual respect thing. And you guys are doing a great job with that. So I guess we'll go ahead and get into the questions. I had some stuff I wanted to ask you guys. So let me go ahead and go into my notes.
I love this because I feel like I'm normally the one drilling other people. So it's kind of nice to be on this side of the mic.
Yeah, no, I totally, yeah. So, can you guys provide the listeners with the origin story of the anarchist and how this came to fruition?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, our team started over on Solana. I was heading up another project called Psychedelic Sloths. I mean, there was a lot of issues over on Solana at that time. We kind of had bad luck in you know, approaching Mint with like dev issues, contract issues, and then the network being down, and a bunch of things were happening. So, you know, I didn't get to fulfill the roadmap as I hoped. And then post Mint, you know, we had this amazing community. I was really, really proud of the community that we built. I had brought in MetaMay closer to the end, to be part of, like community development and managing that. Cause obviously, you know, being in spaces all day, and then trying to balance the Discord, I just wanted to make sure that the community was taken care of. And she and I had worked together previously in real life. So I knew that she was, you know, excellent at what she did. You know, she's a warm personality. So I brought her on there, but you know, after Mint happened and we had all these issues over on Solana, then it really just kind of became this like conversation on, you know, what do we do moving forward unfortunately, my faith in Solana was pretty crushed at that point. It's super disheartening to do everything you can and then have these things happen that you have no control over. And, you know, at the end of the day, I feel heavily responsible for our community. That's the priority. So for me, my commitment is not to a blockchain, it's to my community. So I partnered up with MetaMay and she brought on Deployden, and we'd had these conversations before of like, you know, where is really the best blockchain with the most potential, you know, the most robust, that we could, you know, bring our Solana community over and then continue to, you know, integrate them into that new community, you know, give them holder rewards and benefits as, you know, previous minter, but also have the confidence to build moving forward. And that's when Deployden really introduced Terra to both of us. And, you know, once we saw, you know, it didn't take a lot of convincing because we just saw so many amazing things, you know, even just the protocols, the utilities that you have accessible to you on the Terra network. That's when we, about December, started, you know, planning forward. And the characters, the anarchists themselves, I went a bit dark. I was in a, I'll be honest, after having been disappointed, I kind of went to a dark place. But I just really feel when it comes to crypto and NFTs, and it's such a disruptive industry in itself, and what we're doing here when we are looking at decentralization and freedom, you know, financial freedom and autonomy for all, that's where the anarchist theme came. And then, you know, we branched into a few different characters. So I could talk about the art and that a little bit later, but, you know, MetaMay, do you want to take it, from there to tell sort of your experience getting into the project and I guess deployed in, and then we can go into other questions if that works for you, Mr. T. Mr. T, Big T.
Yeah, no, that plays into my next question, is just a little bit about the team. So that's fantastic. Yeah, please.
Awesome. I'll pass the mic then.
Yeah, so I feel like Psych, you always tell that story so great. And then when I come in, I'm just kind of like, I don't know, what are some like extra details I can sprinkle in here? But yeah, so as Psych said, I've actually known both of them prior to working together in NFTs. I was an entrepreneur for 4 or 5 years before getting into this space. So a lot of what I know now, thankfully, has like carried over from what I was doing in the past, copywriting and marketing. And so that's kind of how me and Psych had crossed paths. And I'm super grateful for that experience in itself. But at one point, halfway through our project, she had decided that, you know what, I'm done with this. I don't even know how long you had been doing that, for years. I'm done with this. I want to move on to NFTs. I found this new thing. I think I'd be really great at it. And, you know, she is one of the most intelligent people that I've come across. And so I kind of cheered her on and I encouraged her in her decision. And I was just like, super happy to see how well she embraced it and fell into the community. And so after watching her grow in NFTs and hearing about all the stuff she'd been sending me every day and talking about how awesome it is all the time, I also took the leap. So it was a little bit nerve-wracking, but again, just watching her experience, I definitely had faith. And while the Solana network did not treat us well, as mentioned, that was totally fine, because I feel like a lot of what we learned for this project also carried over from that. And so this experience on the Terra network has been so much fun and so much easier, and none of the problems that we had on our previous project have come up. And so, you know, the network is great, the community is great, and our team this time has just been a complete 180. Knowing that I get to work with Psych and Deployden has been amazing. And I feel like it's really funny how things worked out, because we all just happen to want to be doing this at the same time. We all have skills that balance each other out. And so working together has just been effortless.
Let's fucking go. All right.
I don't know. Actually, I kind of want to say really quick too, I don't know if people know, but Psych is the art and creative. I'm the community and collabs, and then Deployden here is tech and new utilities and finances. So yeah, no, we really do balance each other out well. It's been pretty great.
That's wonderful. Deployden, I don't know if you want to say anything, or if you can. If not, that's okay. I can move on to the next question.
Yeah, I mean, I can. I was at a wedding all night, so, you know, it's day after a wedding of drinking, so I'm kind of slow-minded right now.
I tried to cover your ass. I said that you were working on something.
I couldn't be in here and not say anything, but, you know, I'll do my best. I find after a night of drinking, my speech is all jumbly. So, been in the crypto space for going on 11 years now, and I guess this is kind of my first public project of actually doing something rather than just kind of trading and kind of managing my own portfolios. And been kind of following NFTs basically since day one. I remember when the CryptoPunks minted on Ethereum back in the day, and I could have bought a couple of them at like 40 whatever dollars it was at the time. And I was just thinking, who the hell would do this? Like, I don't understand. Like that was like the first, like the CryptoPunks, the CryptoKitties, back in the day. And I was just like, people are crazy. Like, who wants to buy a picture? And fast forward now, when you have so many different options you can kind of do with them, where it's more than just the art itself. While the art is great, what kind of excites me is everything on top of that. And that's kind of where I started getting involved and getting excited to try to push Psyche and MetaMay to kind of do this next project on the Terra side, because we have the opportunities of everything IBC related and all the underlying money protocols built on Terra itself. So it's been quite a few months leading up to this. And yeah, it's crazy that in 24 hours from now, the public mint goes live.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a lot of work to get there. And that kind of leads me into my next question. So can you kind of walk me through and walk everybody through the process of what it's like to create an NFT? And I'm sure it's like, it's mayhem behind the scenes, you know, getting everything ready for this launch. But could you give us, you know, kind of a overview of what that's been like for you guys?
There's so many components. Like, that's the thing, is like NFTs are not just JPEGs. It is this art. But then there's a development component. Then there's also the community and marketing component. I was in charge of the art. So this idea of the suited character started back in like September, but I was working on the other project that was, you know, more cutesy and cuddly, but I had this concept in mind since at least September, if not earlier. And it went through a few different, actually three different artists too, before I found somebody, because I can't personally do the 3D, but somebody who could build what I was trying to express. The process with that is, you know, you have to, especially with 3D, it's a lot more complex. Even Diplodin would be able to speak on this part, but you have to think about each specific trait and then how they work together and how they layer together. In the collection too, I actually did I did some research myself, and then I hired some people to also do some additional research for me on symbols of like revolution and protest. So those are actually integrated. We haven't talked too much about that, and I haven't released the chart yet on all those symbols. You would have seen them in some sneak peeks. Like, we have the Guy Fawkes. We also have the gay pride like flag. We've got the Black Lives Matter one. We've got a few other ones that may not be as well known, but are paying tribute to these movements as well. And in the collection too, we also have a bunch of symbols, crypto symbols, giving a nod to other Cosmos chain, crypto, so, and blockchain. So all this stuff is integrated in, and also, you know, a few nods to, like, you've got some blue art stuff, and also, you know, some past collections like Hellcats, CryptoPunks, Skeleton Punks, and we've got a few other ones. Obviously, I'm not going to say all of them. So that conceptual part, like, that takes time to develop and to work through all of those things. MetaMay, if you want to talk about sort of the marketing, you know, we collabed on that a bit between you and I, but you definitely took the reins when it came to a lot of that component there.
Hey, yeah, so on this project, we really wanted to focus on collaborating with all these other collections, just because we know, like, if one of the collections wins, we all win kind of energy. We're all in this for the same reasons, I presume. And we just really wanted to build a strong community where we could not only see our collection win, but make sure that we were seeing other collections as well. And so a lot of what our success during this project and being able to build that big community was a few reasons. So first was those collaborations. So we made sure to book a lot of spaces. We made sure to form a lot of partnerships. And I know in these upcoming weeks, we have 4 announcements for future collaborations and partnerships. And I think it's 4. I can't remember. It's madness over here. But anyways, we have a lot of partnerships lined up. And the reason for that was just the longevity of the project. So we wanted to think about, not only how we can offer things to our audience, but how we can get some things from these other collections as well. And along with our partnerships and these collaborations in the spaces and getting to form those connections, we also had our community get involved with things. So we had these things called missions where the people in our community would actually go out and essentially be a part of the marketing for us. So they would be posting about us, or they would be kind of just getting them integrated into the not only the marketing, but the project itself. So one of the ideas that we have coming up that I'm not sure if Psych touched on this already or not, but is our comic book. So we do have a comic book where in the beginning, it's going to be written by our team, our community. And so eventually, as the comic book starts to grow and we start to come out with more and more, we're actually going to have our community write the comic book, essentially. So yet again, like another way that we can integrate the people that are caring about our project and showing up every day, like making them a part of the whole process. So yeah, the partnerships, the collaborations, making sure that we get the community involved has been the biggest things in contributing to our success of our project. And I have to say, like, for complete 100% organic marketing, we absolutely crushed it. I'm gonna give a little pat on my back here, but we absolutely crushed it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I guess one of the hardest things for me to understand about NFTs in general is obviously there's a floor price and those types of things. But for me personally, and this goes for really any investment that I have, it's more or less what it means to me, like how's value derived. And that could be for like the pleasure of having it or the true meaning behind it. So at its core, and I know what you're going to say, and this is why I absolutely 110% I fucking love this project, is what an anarchist truly is at its core. Could you explain to people what is an anarchist?
Yeah, so I mean, anarchists are like oftentimes like anti-government or anti-establishment. And I think, you know, that's what I touched on when I was, speaking earlier, that that's kind of the nature of crypto, the whole crypto world as well, is that, you know, this thing was built because, you know, the systems that we have in place are not working for us. They're not really there for the greater good of all mankind. They're there to benefit a few at the top. And, you know, we've seen also in the last couple of years, even just, you know, this the protests that have happened, and there's a lot of revolutions. I mean, obviously this is also happening all the time, but there's a certain breaking point for people, and I feel like a lot of us are at that point too. So it's representative of that feeling that all of us, I think, have had at one point or another within especially the last 2 years, where we don't feel seen, we don't feel heard, we feel dismissed, and we don't really feel that the powers that be that should be actually there to serve people are there to serve people. So that's the spirit of anarchy, and that gets expressed in a lot of different ways, which is also why we have like the nods to these different, you know, protests and revolutions and movements. But I just feel also, I've said this before, I really am passionate about the hero story, and I feel like every anarchist has their own hero story. You know, that point where you said, you know, I'm no longer satisfied with how things are in my life, and I'm going to decide my own future. I'm going to decide my own destiny, and really pursue something that, you know, is according to my values, according to my, what I believe in. And I think that everybody here has that story, which is also why we're very excited to see how people express the stories of the anarchists in the comic book. The first story that's going to be kind of introduced is going to be the Invisible Anarchist. And we've done a couple sneak peeks. I'm going to be dropping more soon. But, you know, what happened was, you know, there was so much pollution, and there ended up being some toxin in the water, and specific people with a certain genetic mutation ended up being affected and completely reatomized and transformed. And that's how the Invisible Anarchist kind of came to be. You know, and we're dealing with, you know, at this point we're dealing with like government corruption, we're dealing with you know, pollution, we're dealing with like mass extinction events. You know, there's also an extinction symbol that's been used in protests in the collection too. If you've seen like the chain, there's like anarchist, but there's also an extinction one. So I mean, again, what that's going to mean to different people, it might be different things, but it'll be interesting to see how people express that story if we you know, once we put the comic competition up and get people to express where they feel this anarchist is, you know, being taken. Each one is essentially an agent. So if you were an agent, if you were an anarchist, you know, what would your story be, your hero story?
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea. You know, that's kind of why I do this every single day and I host spaces, is to educate people. Because, you know, there's a select few individuals who are privy to certain information or being able to utilize their money to make money in certain ways. So, you know, once again, I truly support the meaning of what you're doing. It really hits home. And that's why I'm here. That's why we're having this conversation. So going into more of the technical side of things. So I've heard a lot about DAOs being tied to NFTs. Can you guys explain to the people in here what a DAO is and how you plan to implement the structure within the anarchist?
Deployan, you got that? Oh, his headset disconnected. He needs just a moment. Oh,
that's okay.
1 second.
Seffi, could you go over at a base level what a DAO is, just while people are waiting?
Oh, hey guys. I dropped off earlier, by the way. I had to go run to work. A decentralized autonomous organization. Is that what you guys are asking about?
Yeah. Can you explain to people what a DAO is?
Think about what a corporation is today, or like a club or any organization you think of, you know, where a group of people get together and do stuff. And the idea is, most of those types of avenues, whether it's nonprofits, whether it's corporations, whatever, you know, it's a group of people that organize to achieve some particular goal. And that goal usually has to fit in some sort of paradigms, like certain legal paradigms if you're in a certain country, or they have to comply with, you know, various regulations and whatnot. And, you know, truly international organizations are not that easy to build until the internet sort of came along. And of course, you know, now we have all sorts of, you know, social media apps and Telegrams and Discords and this and that to sort of like connect everybody, right? So it's become possible and inexpensive to meet up with people all over the world without having to physically be there. And all of this has enabled, along with like multiplayer online video games, actually, which helped this direction quite a bit, it's enabled people to form groups, whether it's like a guild in a video game or like a group of people that like the same artwork, or you know, a bunch of, you know, crypto nerds who like to chat on Terra Spaces or whatever, right? So you have, you know, the possibility comes through where you could then take crypto and you could, you know, do on-chain voting where, you know, proposals are made and people can, you know, exert their sort of democratic opinion within the confines of the rules of that organization. And it can be done in a decentralized manner. I think this is the crux of it, essentially. You know, if we all vote for something, say, for example, on Terra governance, what kinds of proposals can be voted on? What are the rules of what constitutes an appropriate proposal? You know, essentially, you have to form some kind of constitution for your DAO. Like, you have to have a mission statement. You have to have a series of goals and visions that everyone is going to like work on together. Like, for example, let's say you have the Red Cross, which is a organization that's meant to, you know, deliver medical care and help to people who are in need somewhere during a crisis, right? You wouldn't make a proposal at the Red Cross to, let's say, you know, start a club of serial killers or a club to build nuclear weapons. It just wouldn't make any sense. So the DAO or organization should generally have a mission statement, some shared views as far as like what constitutes an appropriate venture that DAO would be getting involved with. And I think you can make a lot of mistakes in DAOs, just like you make a lot of mistakes in regular organizations. You can have, problems with leadership where, like, you know, you don't have any good leadership and therefore, you know, you don't actually, you know, there's no direction. Nobody knows what to vote on. Like, you know, it's just a clueless enterprise. So a DAO can be as good or as stupid as any kind of like organization in real life it is real life. I mean, essentially a DAO is you're just taking these kinds of organizational structures and you're doing it slightly differently. It'll have all the sort of normal human relationship problems that you otherwise would have. I think where DAOs get confusing is, you know, like if I'm a CEO of a corporation and I have a fiduciary duty to my, shareholders, the shareholders have a legal recourse if I go and like abscond with all our money or something like that. Whereas a situation with a DAO comes in, you know, where there's funds involved and whether there's like intellectual property involved or whatever, the question becomes in a decentralized system, like who owns the property? You know, what is leadership liable for? And you guys have seen like a tremendous amount of rug pulls and, you know, God knows what, you know, in crypto. Any of that could happen in theory in that space as well. So all forms of human crime and craziness can happen in the context of a DAO. So you're not like necessarily immune from that fully, as you might imagine. Where there's people involved, like crazy people get involved too. So like, for example, I could be completely crazy, but I sound okay on Twitter spaces. That's quite possible. Anyway,
ultimately the DAO is made of people. So exactly. there's always potential, but I think that's also, you know, for example, if you were to form a DAO for the Red Cross, there would be some component of entry and qualification to get into that. With NFTs, they kind of, you know, they attract a certain kind of people. And also depending on what the NFT community, you know, because it's implemented post mint, post, you know, 60, 90 days of community development, you've got then, oftentimes the members that have kind of come under a certain, group of values and beliefs that support the vision of the DAO.
So a way to look at this would be a decentralized organization. Does an organization need to be decentralized would be your first question. And if, you know, some types of things will work out better with a normal corporate structure, and maybe a DAO is not the right thing to do. On the other hand, like, for example, if you are a toy company and you have to have a factory and build toys, like it's got to have a physical factory somewhere, you know, and those physical locations have to comply with various rules and regulations of those jurisdictions and whatnot. Otherwise, someone's going to chase someone down. Right. So I think the first question people have to ask themselves is a DAO needed? And if it is, and if you want to have a decentralized system, then you almost have to have a rule book, because if you have a no rule book, like, in other words, if we're going to be like literally be anarchists, then which is possible, then you have to ask yourself, OK, like, all right, let's say like some nut job, like who's a serial killer, like in that previous joke I was making, like decides to like own an anarchist NFT and like says a bunch of terrible things about people, you know, all over the world or online or whatever. Like, what is the rule book for what do you do with that person? Because is that can that person carte blanche, represent the anarchists and your values, and now that they have an NFT, they can say whatever they want. These are the problems I think in the future that have to be worked out.
That's interesting. I'll let Diplodin talk about the structure and what we'll be implementing, but I mean, one person does not make a DAO either, and one proposal does not make like a something that's going to be passed. It needs to have a certain threshold in order for that, you know, of votes in order for it to pass. I'm not particularly concerned about one person, because that's the power of also a community and a group, right? Is that, you know, it's not going to be up to one person. Likewise, it's not going to be entirely up to this team either. But Deployden, what are your thoughts on sort of the structure, what DAOs are right now, and sort of the limitations of them, and then the benefits?
Yeah, I mean, on that note of where you guys were talking about, oh yeah, like Red Cross, they have like their way of entry and everything, but ultimately a lot of those, like, yeah, as we've seen over the years and in various news things coming out about like charities and people kind of taking money, and it's not really clear. Like, I mean, I guess the benefit of an on-chain DAO or a DAO on an actual blockchain in itself is everything is fully transparent. The address will be available there. You can see all the funds it's currently holding, all the transactions it does. So it's kind of a better layer than how all the traditional companies operate. But in our regard, what was it that you asked? Like I said, my head's fuzzy today.
Oh, no, that's totally okay. The structure of the DAO benefits,
yeah.
things to make note of. Yeah.
So the term DAO in itself, it is not my favorite term, mainly because it's autonomous, right? And there, it's not really fully autonomous because there is still always going to be people involved to actually carry out the actions, right? I know there are some things that are coming out in the Terra side, which are really exciting. I know the Apollo group is working on their Apollo Safe, where you could automate a lot of actions based off different conditions. So once that's active, that's going to be pretty cool. That allows like automatically buying different assets at varying prices. But in our structure, we're taking 35% of all the mint funds, and it's either 35 or 40% of all the secondary sales as well that pile into this DAO. The initial kind of goal, where until we have that full DAO set up, is we're going to basically be aiming to minimize risk, maximize yield through various either just direct USD staking options, Prism refactoring. We're going to have a lot of these discussions in the community as to how we do that and what we're going to do initially. And this kind of has a twofold benefit to us, where one, it kind of lets the dust settle of people who are buying a bunch of these NFTs. Maybe they don't really have any interest or care in the DAO. Maybe there's people buying these NFTs that don't even know about this, and their sole purpose is just to buy them, sell them, flip them. And by waiting a little bit off starting the DAO from day one, it kind of allows more holders to kind of settle out, allows more people to get more involved, kind of better understand what we're doing. And during this process, we're going to have a lot of discussions either directly on Spaces and Discord or in Discord audio channels, where we can start planning out how we want to do the initial structure of the funds, which we're basically going to be generating that yield in order to kind of promote the community itself, bring more people into it, do partnerships with other projects until we can get that DAO fully up and running. And the way that's going to go is also a bit of a hybrid approach, where initially we're going to have bots within Telegram to kind of verify people's wallets and allow a lot of the voting and control to be done directly in Discord. That way it kind of gives that whole community side to, or we can actively discuss what's going on, place votes, and all that is validated. And then we do want to split to a full on-chain version of it. I know a lot of people are, I mean, more familiar with handling it through Discord, I guess, and rather than having to go and do votes. I know we had a conversation the other day, and one of the big kind of takeaways from it was, avoid having everything 100% passive, requires some form of user input to try to avoid this whole security thing. So a lot of what we want to do, or a lot of the future giveaways, are going to mainly be geared towards those who are actively participating as well, where yeah, we're going to do giveaways for all the holders or however those votes play out, but a lot of what we want to actively do is going to benefit those who are actively placing these votes. So if if you have one and you don't vote ever, yeah, you might still be qualified for some things, but ultimately, if you vote and you kind of have your say in it, whether you're contributing proposals or not, or you're just coming by and clicking yes, no, or abstain, or whatever it may be, we want some form of involvement there. And I think that also helps benefit those who are actively involved rather than those who are kind of just sitting on the sidelines and maybe not even aware of it. It kind of helps benefit them a bit more from actually being involved and contributing to it. From there, we are still kind of working out how we want to handle the, because obviously one big thing that we want to avoid is a bad actor from putting up a proposal that basically is active that says, I propose all the money goes to me. And somehow, some way, they either get a lot of NFTs or a lot of control and they get all the votes in there to kind of try to vote their way into having all the money, similar to the some of the government attacks we've seen on the Mirror side, right, where proposals would go up saying, we propose we burn 20 million Mirror tokens. Well, the burn address was someone's personal wallet, and thankfully that got caught and voted down. But a lot of people see a lot of these proposals and just blindly vote yes. And
yeah, so, one tactic I might recommend to you might be that there has to be a mix of maybe some council votes or something like that. So you have to meet a minimum threshold so that if something is completely bogus or whatever, either A, it doesn't show up to all the voters. And so it has to be like voted on first the proposals have to be voted on first by like the council. But then the problem is you wind up with this like security centralization question mark. What is the strategy for preventing issues? You know, one of the ways, at least in the United States government, this problem was sort of dealt with. If you look at like states, you know, there's like 50 states in the United States. So you have two senators per state. And then you have like the Congress, which has, you know, representation by like the size of your population as opposed to the number of states. So the reason why they do that, and then they have like an electoral college vote and other stuff, is to prevent exactly this problem so that like California can't rule the entire country, or, you know, New York can't rule the entire country purely on population alone. So there could be some possibilities where, like, you know how you guys have like factions, you know, where you have like the I don't know what all the different factions are called, but anyway, like you could have a situation where, you know, each, you know, a representative from each faction, you know, who is elected to be like a super voter or something like that, would have to like, you know, put in a vote to from each faction to say, okay, we're going to vote on this as a, you know, financial proposition or something like that. So there's some possibilities to kind of put stop gaps in.
Yeah, someone in our Discord actually made a suggestion that if Sefi calls something dumb, it is automatically rejected no matter what percentage of votes it gets. So there we go. We have the Sefi veto.
When I think about DAOs too, and then I think about, you know, NFT projects, and, you know, obviously people want use case and utility, but, you know, obviously success isn't built overnight. And I think it's all based on the type of investor that you draw into your project that will ultimately dictate, well, really not dictate, but play a huge role in the success going forward, because obviously it takes capital and working capital to be, you know, to provide liquidity and use case and utility. So, you know, one of the things that I've always had like a hard obstacle, like jumping over in my mind, is what does that look like in a 1 to 2 year time frame? What does that mean to you guys? Like, where do you guys envision this being in 1 to 2 years? Say best case scenario.
Yeah. I mean, with how 1 to 2 years in crypto, geez, that's a lifetime. But, with how things are going, one thing I do say very frequently is there's going to be a lot of things possible that we can do in 6 months from now that we haven't even conceived of as an option today, right? So in 1 to 2 years, let's kind of roll back a little bit. Let's go 6 months, 1 year, 2 year. So in call it 3 to 6 months, hopefully we're up and running smoothly, where we actively have a lot of proposals going through. We're making a lot of these decisions. Votes are passing. We're investing in various protocols. We're partnering with groups. We're kind of running very smoothly. We've done our comics. We're likely in that time period beginning our kind of second season of this. A year from now, kind of the same thing, but even more amplified, right? We'll have a lot of secondary sales adding into that. We'll have the second season as well. And from there, it's really hard to say how we see it going, because ultimately it's how does everybody involved want to see it go, right? Maybe the community just decides to become super degenerate and says, hey, we all collectively agree. We all go all in on something, right? And maybe at the time it seems like a good idea, but collectively everybody votes and we're at 100% vote of let's go all in on Cephi coin. And maybe it goes 10x, maybe it doesn't, or whatever it is at the time.
I'm feeling pretty optimistic that that's not going to be the case.
Maybe Cephi coin's a bad idea. That's definitely going to the moon, but
I mean, I could see us, like, you know, if Cephi did something, I could see us, you know, getting in on that a little bit. But you know, with I would say probably something that makes sense is to have seen our DAO fund significantly increase. I think that we're in actually a great position right now. I know that a lot of people are kind of, you know, bummed that the market is down. But, you know, being that, you know, we're minting, we've got, you know, a smaller mint supply as well. I think that we can get into the market at this point and you know, I think before there's a bull run and not be investing at an all-time high so that we can really make the most of the funds that we have. So I see our DAO fund significantly benefiting from this. I know also too, you know, being that we're 3D modeled, we're going to be having, we just announced recently a metaverse partnership. You know, Astro Heroes is going to be launching a metaverse and a PTE game. So I don't know exactly. We don't know also because they're still keeping quite a bit under locks, but we've seen behind the scenes a lot of the stuff, and it's really remarkable. I would say it's better than anything I've seen up to now and any of the other metaverses. So to have your anarchist in this metaverse, and potentially, you know, we'll see what they integrate when it comes to the play to earn component. But then, you know, you also have this other layer of the DAO. It would be great to get that to a place where we're not, you know, we're taking advantage of the yield, and then also partnerships to lock in other benefits for our holders. Obviously, this is voted on the DAO by the DAO. So that, you know, they can get certain airdrops and perks and that kind of thing. So all of those things are Astro Heroes. Look at that. I just talk about you and you pop in. I'm pretty sure you got some superpowers. We were just talking about where we see things in the next 3 to 6 months, 1 year. And I mentioned that Astro Heroes is the best metaverse. We're super excited to be part of that. So I think this whole metaverse, as well as a DAO and you know, holder rewards, depending on what the DAO figures out and the proposals they put up, plus also the amazing things that Astro Heroes has going on. We're really excited. I mean, I'd be up for Astro Heroes to talk about the metaverse a little bit, because we're excited to partner with you, but you'd be able to tell a little bit better what you envision on that front. I think exciting things are coming to Terra with what Astro Heroes is doing.
Hi guys. Yeah, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, take it away.
Awesome. Hi, everyone. Hello, Anarchist on Terra team. Hello, Cephi. Yeah, so as far as like the metaverse integration, so like I think you mentioned there is like, you know, construction of games. Obviously, there's like some beta being released already. And so essentially, it's like a big map where everyone can join. Now, the conversation is always like, oh, what about the quality? Like, what about, because like designs on NFTs are different. And so in this case, as long as NFT projects are willing to work together on bringing their characters into our worlds, then it's a go, right? And Anarchist, in this case, Dino being one of them. And not only that, like we have Skeleton Punks, we have Hero, and Skeleton Punks is a pixelated project. And so we have a lot more, and that is the focus of Astro Heroes. But without, you know, taking too much attention and giving some attention back to you guys, yes, that is how, you know, in this case, we'd be adding utility to the anarchists, and how they can also be giving utility to some of their holders.
Yeah, so we've already, that's the thing, is there's so much more that we can do once we have the DAO. You know, these are things that our team have partnered with other founding teams and you know, had these collaborations. But once we have the DAO and we can, you know, put up some proposals, there's going to be another layer of utility as well. But there's a lot that they can look forward to. I don't know what I'm more excited about. It's like metaverse, comics, you know, DAO, other, you know, partnerships. There's so much.
Well, one thing too, I do know a lot of people in the NFT industry, not that I'm well versed in it whatsoever, but I've ran into some pretty interesting people, like some really interesting people in the space. So I'd like to link you up with them as well and see if they're, what could happen with that. Yeah. So I wanted to ask this. So if I'm interested, if I'm somebody who's interested in purchasing an anarchist, can you walk us through that process? How does that work?
Yeah. So the process would be, you know, you'd need a Terra wallet. So we have actually, if you go into our Discord and you go into how to mint, we have tutorials there on setting up your Terra Station address. So Terra Station is a Terra wallet that also is compatible for NFTs. Obviously, you're not going to want to put your Terra address and like try to mint from KuCoin. You can't even do that. But the mint is actually going to be on Luart. So I've got it posted. If you look at our pinned post at the top of our own page, if you hit like my PFP, you can just see the details on mint. So you need a Terra Station address or one that's compatible. They have a few different Terra wallets on their website that are compatible. Live minting starts tomorrow at, let me look here because I want to make sure I get the UTC times right.
You're from Canada, right?
Canada, Ontario. So we're Eastern. We're East.
You almost said Canada, didn't you?
Canada.
Well, I heard tomorrow and I was like, whoa, wait a second. What is that?
all three of us are actually from Ontario, which is so funny because again, we'd all met online, so just how it worked out was funny.
Yeah, that was actually really nice. And I actually, because I lost my cards, I had to fly back to Canada from Mexico, so we ended up partying and I'm here for the month. So yeah, for time, so it's going to be on Luart. We've got it posted up on our pinned tweets. You can follow the safe links through their Twitter. And it's going to be 4 p.m. UTC for the whitelist and then 7 p.m. UTC for public. Total supply is 2,500, but we reserved half for whitelist, half for public. Obviously, you know, who knows how many people are going to max mint. So there should be availability for, I would say, like 35 to 45% will probably be minted from public. And then the rest is open for, or whitelist, and the rest is open for public. And our first holder snapshot is March 31st, where we'll do a snapshot of holders. And actually, we did one vote. So we're already trying to, like, we've already really integrated the community in making decisions. You know, these are DAO funds. So we wanted to do one holder snapshot, you know, shortly after Mint, and the community voted to do pick 10 winners to win 100 UST each. So that's the first snapshot. And then we have with the holder comic, once that's completed closer to the end of next month, there will be another holder snapshot, and we'll release the first edition of the comic for holders at that point as well.
Thank you so much. So this is going to conclude pretty much everything that I had question-wise. So I want to open it up for an AMA if anybody wants to come up and ask questions. But prior to doing that, and I love this portion of it because it's something that people can say from the heart and just be yourself. Why should everybody own an anarchist?
You cut out a little bit there. Why should everybody
want to own an anarchist?
An anarchist. I mean, I think it's extraordinary what we're doing. I think, like we talked about, from the comic to the metaverse to also the things that the DAO is going to accomplish. I think, you know, there's a lot of different collections, and I think that there's benefits to being a part of all these communities. You know, we recently saw how Galactic DAO and Luna Bulls and all these different collections are negotiating these incredible holder rewards and benefits and partnerships. So if you love the art and you also love crypto and you believe in the Terra ecosystem, you know, the lore interests you or you find that fun, like any of these are reasons to be involved in it. You don't just hold, let's say, the NFT and, you know, what it is intrinsically for the art and the you know, value on the marketplace. But there's all these other secondary experiences that you're going to have access to. And I'm probably biased, but being part of this community and also seeing what's happening on the inside with Terra and all the different protocols and everything that's being released, being involved really has allowed me personally access to so much information and so many benefits that otherwise I wouldn't have had, whether, you know, if I was just a passive crypto bystander, you know. There's a lot of education and access that happens through these NFT projects. So why are we better than another one? Like, I don't really like to play that game. There's a lot of collections that have inspired us. And we just hope to continue to support our community and inspire other ones and support other collections moving forward as well. So if that's part of your ethos and that's something that you value and you believe in, then, you know, open arms, welcome to the anarchy.
Let's fucking go. Awesome job. Yeah, I'm super excited for this. I can tell you personally, a hell of a lot of people have contacted me within my communities. Like, what is that? What is your PFP? Like, what is that? And I explained to them the message behind that, and they just gravitate towards it. So I can only imagine what this is going to look like from, you know, 6 months to a year from now. And I know that, you know, obviously a lot of value is derived from the use case and utility. And it sounds like you guys have put a lot of thought into that. You're well spoken. I think that you guys are going to do great. And I think it's been a great conversation. So I want to go ahead and we're going to open up the floor to question, let's say, for the next 15 minutes. If anybody wants to come up here and ask the team any questions, you know, please come up here and let's have a conversation. We had,
we know that you're a Voyager, you know, big fan, big advocate for it. So that's why you've got the one of one Voyager pin.
Let's fucking go.
Just for you.
Yeah, that meant a lot to me too. Thank you so much for that touch. Like, that was badass. That was so cool. And once again, it's the ethos. It's not like me or you, it's us. So I appreciate that a lot. Obviously, I'm a lunatic now too because of, well, Seffy and Lucky. So how can you not be? So I want to go ahead and open up the floor to question. We're going to go to Tokir first. And then we have more people requesting to speak. Go ahead, Tokir.
Maybe he steps away. Trying to make sure that we don't get any trolls up here. So I'm trying to screen people.
I don't think he is. I've heard him speak before.
Oh, not Tokir. I'm talking about the other people requesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi. My phone had some issues. What? What happened?
Welcome back.
Hi. Yeah. Actually, sorry. I just joined the space a bit late. I was actually going to ask even Big D last time what was the anarchist project for, because I asked him for his PFP. So, but yeah, I think I'll ask Big D later. Won't take much of anyone else's time. So
no, that's fine. Yeah. They go ahead and answer it. I mean, that's what this is all about.
Cool. First question: how do you get whitelisted?
Oh man, you're breaking my heart. So the whitelist.
You go back in time about a week, unfortunately.
Yeah, we had to submit. We had to submit to all the addresses. We actually realized we didn't even put our team on it. So whitelist is closed right now. But the way we formatted it is we had 50% limit for whitelist and then 50% reserve for public. So 1250 for public, less a few pre-mints that I think that we need to do. I don't know where they're going to be taking that from, just for our giveaways and stuff. So you're going to have access to public. If you look at our pinned post, we've got the UTC time for public. So yeah, we did everything we could to make it fair. So I'm confident if you're there at that time, obviously we can't say how quickly things will go. Then, you know, you should be able to pick up, and there's no max mint for limit for public. It's a 3 max mint for whitelist.
So actually, I did 1 public mint for Luna Lions very recently. So what happened is, like, there were guys who got a certain rare sort of collection for even as low as for let's say $150, they got the rare collections. And I did on public mint, but I got a very basic one, like, you know, which is very common.
It's all randomized. So it doesn't matter if it's whitelist or public. Everything is completely randomized in the collection. I'll be honest, like, I looking at the trades, yeah, we did make some more rare than others, but everything looks really kick ass. Like, I even like the more basic ones. Like, looking at our art, nothing should be anything but extraordinary. Maybe I'm biased in saying that, because we put a lot of thought into the art. So you're gonna get for sure a kick ass suit and whatever that head is.
That's amazing. So, but you know, the only concern is, like, obviously every single piece of art holds a value, right?
Yeah.
Now, the way that every platform has been designed is that, like, you know, based on your rarity or based on your particular NFT, you get the value. So now, if per se we do a public mint and randomize, for the $150, I get a basic one, and for $150, someone else gets a rare collection. I mean, it's a bit unfair. I won't say a bit, it's like a lot unfair, but while I'm trying to sell, let's say right now, I'll give you an example. I'm trying to sell my NFT for like at least the basic price, while others who have, like, the rare collection are selling way cheaper than me, but not because of the reason that they are selling it cheaper, is because they got it even cheaper. So just that was my question.
I also, you know, one of the things, like, I hosted or co-hosted a space with Lucky, and Lucky, maybe you remember the occurrence that I'm talking about, the gumball machine example, in regards to you put your coin in the gumball machine, you turn the knob, and then you get your NFT. I think that's a fair way to do things. And the reason being is because then you're not giving priority to anybody and you're not doing anything backdoor. So it comes how you get it.
Exactly.
And that's the beauty of NFTs in general, is that, you know, if people wanted to make backdoor deals to people based on the value or the rarity of something, it discredits the project as an overall. And then ultimately, like, right, Anarchus is saying, at the end of the day, you know, value is perceived in the eye of the holder. Like, that's art to its core.
Yeah. Like, and another way to look at that, T, is, like, I've bought actual real world art, and I've also commissioned some art as well. You know, like, so the two processes in my mind, number one is I don't really care for the concept of getting the random art. Like, I would rather, like, have people post on the marketplace, and then I have a bunch of stuff to choose from, and I'm perfectly fine outright buying something that I like than necessarily being randomized to something personally. Like, that's just my take. Like, if I would rather...
Exactly.
I would rather buy the sort of perfect thing for me or what speaks to me than necessarily be given something that is not at the same level to
exactly
me, or whatever.
Because now, like, enter the mind frame of somebody who's buying it for that specific NFT. Well, if you wanted a different one, buy another one. Like, that,
well,
yeah,
you,
buy another
what
one.
You can do is, here's the thing, is that there's benefits, and also kind of a surprise element as well, and a risk element, I guess. If you're looking for a specific trait, it's kind of like a Kinder surprise, right? Like, so when you mint, you have a chance to come in at this price. Now, you don't know what's going to happen post-mint, if it's going to go up, if it's going to go down. I don't really want to compare us to Luna Lions. There was a lot of things that happened with that project that are nowhere comparable to ours. And that's not putting them down. I think, you know, we just really approached our project significantly different than they did. also from an art standpoint, we're very, very different too, and probably the appeal and what people are expecting is different as well. But you have the benefit on a secondary market. And actually, I'm like this too. I like to shop around and look at things. The reality is I may not be able to come in at mint price. I'm going to have to scoop something up on secondary. And based off my taste, I might have to pay a premium for certain traits. But that's like the actual, so there's a couple things. You've got the like intrinsic value or the innate value of what the NFT is. That's one thing that you hold as a value. But then there's also the other component, meaning that regardless if you have a common one or if you have a rare one, there's going to be, you know, you're going to have an equal vote in the DAO. Also, when it comes to, you know, specific airdrops, some are going to be trait specific. There's going to be secret traits. I don't know if we're going to go necessarily on like the most rare, the least rare. We're going to take an assessment post mint and then decide on that. But specific traits are going to get specific surprise airdrops, whether it's the whitelist for the next season or some other things that we can kind of negotiate in benefit for our holders. But regardless of if you have something that's more rare or less rare, one, both of those art pieces, I am very confident, are going to look kick-ass no matter what. Both of those people holding those NFTs are going to have equal say in the DAO. The more that you hold, obviously, the more votes you hold. But if you know, it doesn't have anything to do with rarity. That's a completely different aspect on the secondary market of value than the other like holder benefits that are going to be accessible to everybody who is part of the community and holds an anarchist.
How many pieces will be minted in total, and what is the minting price?
So it's 2,500. We split supply 50-50, whitelist and public. Whitelist has 3 max mint, public has no max mint. And then price is 120 UST. So we have a low supply. I think that we've been very fair. We've looked at market conditions. We've, you know, assessed all those things. We have a good number for that. We have a fair division between whitelist and public because we wanted to ensure that, you know, people had an opportunity to mint, whether they're on both. And then price too, we went lower than what Luna Lions was. So we feel that it's a very, very fair price considering what it is that we have planned and already negotiated for the holders already.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. That's awesome.
Sorry, one last question. Which DAO are you particularly talking about?
We're going to be forming a holder DAO. We're going to wait about 30 days just because, you know, obviously we want to have a more even distribution, and there's likely going to be people that will be minting with the purpose of just, you know, probably flipping on the secondary. We will be holding more informal votes within the Discord and validating holders, but we'll have the DAO implemented about 30 days out once the dust settles.
And I do want to say this real quick, and this is just my opinion, so I speak my mind, so if nobody in here likes it, I really don't care. In regards to the DAO and how you distribute that, I don't know if there's an option to like not receive any airdrops, but don't ever send me anything, because I so like for me personally, and I'm not speaking on anybody but myself, like obviously you're going to need capital in order to continue on your success, and like being as like I'm not in this for the money grab, I just want to be very clear, I want you guys to be successful. So if there's anything that's ever personally airdropped to me, please don't do that, because I want it to go back into the project, and I want it to go back into, you know, what you guys are trying to develop.
Well, then what I mean, that's part of also, even if you're not putting up proposals to be there and to, you know, put notifications on for the collections that you've got. And, you know, when there is a vote on something, we'll post an announcement, you know, something like that. So it doesn't mean that you need to be obviously in there every day, but if there's something that you care about, then at least be present to vote on that. I feel like our community is actually rather frugal. I do have a lot of faith that growing the fund is going to be the priority over, you know, spending it, because I don't know, that doesn't long term That doesn't really make a lot of sense. I'm definitely on.
Yeah,
I have a question. I guess I have a question for the anarchists. The one that Big T, I know you have, I think it's an NFT. That's not part of the 2500, or
yes,
it is.
It like, is. That's minted. So there's two. There's him and DeFi Jedi that we included some special traits. So for Big T, it was a Voyager pin. For DeFi Jedi, there was a couple other elements in there. So those are actually in the collection. They're going to be pre-minted, and we'll just have to manually send them. So that's also with our giveaways too. Randomly throughout the collection, like no, we didn't look at rarities or anything, but just randomly, we have our giveaway ones pre-minted. They're sent to our treasury wallet, and then we'll just have to go through the list and like manually send anything from giveaways or like Big T's, for example.
And what if are we allowed to like donate to the DAO fund? Is that like a thing?
I mean, yeah, you can donate to the DAO. We haven't, like, the team ourselves, we didn't pre-mint anything for ourselves. It was only people that won things through, like, giveaways or something like that. So we didn't do any friends or family.
Like, well, I'd definitely be interested in donating to the DAO and helping get going.
Yeah, oh, we appreciate it. I feel like we're going to have, we're putting, like, 35% of funds, like, 15% is going to the treasury to cover, like, you know, our marketing expenses and stuff like that, all that like not sexy stuff, but then the DAO is gonna have 35%. So I mean, I we're gonna have a good amount of funds in there, which is also why I said, you know, I'm glad that we're coming into the market when we are right now, because I think we can really make the most of it. But you're very sweet.
No, I just think it's great. Like I didn't give a shit about NFTs prior to like getting to understand like what it was and like educating myself. And no, I just love what you guys are doing. Go ahead, Jay. Sorry it took so long.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? What's up, Big T, Seffy, Lucky, the Anarchist team? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
I wanted to ask, from the as far as the DAO structure goes, will you be taking advantage of like the some of the Wyoming laws that allow DAOs to actually own that LLC?
That's a good question. So one thing that we discussed as a team is, you know, we've already done a lot of investigation on ourselves, but is to consult more legal in regards to this. I mean, that's an option.
Thank you, brother. Do you have any other questions, my man?
More smart people.
No, that was the main one burning question that I had.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's also a question of like, should we remain incorporated in the U.S.? I don't know. You know, we have to kind of keep an eye on how things regulation wise look moving forward. There's a lot of people in the space that have a lot of insight, not just a U.S. regulation and laws, but on a global front. So I really want to take a global perspective on that. So that's going to be something that's, again, yeah, the not so sexy stuff behind the scenes that we need to figure out.
Well, it also goes to show that you're thinking about it, which is also another huge advantage. I feel like a lot of communities or, you know, artwork or projects come out and just throw shit together and do it on a whim, hoping that it's going to catch fire, and then, you know, shit hits the fan, what happens? So it speaks volumes to what you guys are creating. And
well, we just, I mean, this is obviously, I think that maybe if you were in this 2 years ago, you could have gone under the radar. And I'm not saying that's something that you would have wanted, but there just was less defined. And now as regulation is coming out, you know, it's important to really be cognizant of that. And the reality is, I mean, that's also like for the treasury, you know, there's things like legal that need to be taken care of, and also marketing and those kind of things. Like that, we're really looking at structuring this legitimately, and yeah. So those are all very important questions, and we're gonna get some smart people to weigh in on that, not just decide as a team on our own, because we definitely want to take advantage of the big brains that we've got here.
Awesome. So we had Tokirs came back up, and I don't know if you had another question. If not, we're going to move on to Noah.
No, that's it. That's it. Those are the questions that I had.
Okay, thank you, brother. We're going to go to Noah. Go ahead, Noah.
Noah, you got your mic on. I'm not sure if you're 9 years full nomadic life.
One question. One question. Yeah. Is it, can it, like, I was checking certain things with the MinDAO, right? So do you, because over there that they have integrated certain NFTs into their boxes, the mystery boxes, and if you buy the MinDAO boxes, you can mint from there as well. Is it working the same way, or... I mean, like, are you integrated with MinDAO, or
no,
I actually don't know how exactly.
No, we don't have anything to do with MinDAO. Not to say that we don't have potentially something coming up, probably, maybe, allegedly, in the future where we're going to be in some, you know, surprise boxes. I don't know. I can't say. But right now, no, we don't have anything with MinDAO. That's an entirely different platform and project.
So it looks like we don't have any more questions. So we'll go ahead and give closing comments from the Anarchist team.
Sorry, you rugged a bit. Did you ask if we have any last comments?
Yeah, closing comments.
Oh, got it. Thank you. Well, one, I just want to say, Big T, thank you so much for being one of our biggest supporters. We've learned so much about VGX, but also you have a lot of warmth, and it just shows that you have a lot of heart for your community as well. So I just want to thank you so much. You know, thank you to everybody who's here today, listening in, getting to know us. It really means a lot. I think, you know, it's one thing to know of, like, you know, faces or characters or names on a project, on a roadmap, but it's a whole other thing to be able to listen in and get to know each other a little bit more intimately. And we're very excited. We're very excited to be part of this Terra community. We're very excited for everybody here to be part of the Anarchy, and also just whatever happens over the next, you know, you're talking about what's the next, like, 3, 6, 12 months. And I'm very, very excited. I'm very excited about our future, future for this project and our community, but just overall the general Terra community as well. I'll let the rest of the team.
All I was gonna say is, like, on a side note, usually when you say, like, oh, I can't hear you, you're disconnecting, like, I hear everybody perfectly fine, so I think it's just you.
All right.
No, I second that. It's for me too.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I heard you, Big T.
I think it's Twitter. I think it's the actual platform.
No, probably, yeah. He's his neighbor, that's why.
Maybe. But closing thoughts, Deployden?
I mean, no real closing thoughts. I mean, with how my head's feeling today, not many thoughts, actually. But just excited for everything to come. Love that you all kind of pop in, taking the time to kind of listen in, ask questions. And a lot of you are all active in the Discord already. And it's great kind of talking to you all every day and kind of hearing your inputs, kind of learning more from you guys and just kind of feeding off each other. And I think it's only going to get better and better from here on out.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for hosting the space today. I had a lot of fun. I feel like we covered a lot of big topics. And I feel like this is a really good opportunity to just share more about our project and get excited and riled up for tomorrow, Mint Day. So, yeah, thanks again. And today was really cool.
Yeah, I want to say thank you guys for, you know, allowing me to give this interview. And, you know, a lot of good information passed around. And I appreciate everybody. And everybody, buy an Anarchist. Let's fucking go.
Thanks so much, Big T. Big T, Mr. T. I don't know why I call you Mr. T now, but it's in my head. Thanks so much. And yeah.
We probably should have put more gold chains on his NFT.
Gold teeth shining through the the mask.
Next time. It would be way too bright in that helmet with gold teeth.
No, I love mine just the way it is. It's fucking beautiful. I appreciate it. But seriously, guys, awesome job, and thank you so much, and I'll catch you guys later.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Anarchists and Big T discussing the future of NFTs, recorded on Saturday, March 19th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Rolling down the street in my 6'4". I never had a 6'4". A kid can wish though. I snapped the wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopiness of weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to write home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bapping rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a miracle. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise under super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark now. Believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now. Believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now. Believe me when I say this shit is do or die. The trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present. Trying to stake a claim, just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kind of running out of land here. Living in the day of the dead and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat. A little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. Seven time and space, while the wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer. It might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. We'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Terra Spaces.